Well, I hear from a lot of women about the effect of pelvic floor disorders on their lifestyles, and in my position at NIH, and they reach out because they've got a big range from, not much change to their lifestyle, but they just want information, or they have really big changes. And if you can't sit, you don't want to go to a movie, or you don't want to go to a play, you don't want to do social engagements, or if you can't stand because you're afraid your pelvic organs are going to fall out, and they avoid standing, it can inhibit what they do for work quite a bit. Both types of incontinence also can affect quality of life. If you're always running to the restroom, it breaks the day up, or it's not uncommon for these women to actually scope out where the restrooms are before they go somewhere, so they have the confidence even to leave the house. The use of pads for protection is something you see a lot, advertised a lot, but it costs a lot, and it can be uncomfortable. And some women are just going through those pads in great numbers. So the lifestyle effects can be profound even, but they can, it's a range.
If I could just follow up on that, I think what Susie said is exactly right, and the range is an important concept. So some women who have mild conditions, say mild leakage with coughing and sneezing, might avoid certain activities. Others have it so bad that they're wearing diapers all day, and they're so embarrassed about what's happening that they don't leave the house, and it can have a huge impact and increase the risk of depression and many other things that negatively impact their day-to-day life. Essentially, their bladder or their pelvic organs can control their life in the worst cases.